December 12th, Ruth and Boaz. God takes care of me. Verse of the day. May the Lord reward you for what you have done. May the God of Israel bless you richly. You have come to him to find safety under his care. Ruth 2:12. The story. After Joshua and the Israelites moved to the Promised Land, things went well for a little while. Over time, though, God's people began to disobey him. They looked to other false gods to try to help them. Even though God's children were making bad choices, there were always those who loved God and wanted to obey him. Ruth's story is of a family who trusted God and would one day play a very important role in God's plan to rescue us from sin. She would be the great, 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 many more greats, grandmother of Jesus. Have you ever taken a long trip or gone anywhere new where you did not know anyone? The story of Ruth is about a woman who moved to a new home where she didn't know anyone except her mother-in-law named Naomi. Ruth and Naomi lived in a land called Moab. Ruth was married to Naomi's son. Ruth grew up where there were false gods, not the true living God. While Ruth lived with her mother-in-law Naomi and her husband, she saw them worship the true living God and heard of his wonderful acts. Ruth made up her mind that she too would worship God. A very sad thing happened sometime later. Naomi's husband and son died. Ruth lost her husband. Naomi was from the city of Bethlehem and wanted to move back there. Because Ruth loved Naomi, she moved with her. She told Naomi she wanted to help take care of her because she loved her very much. She said, "Wherever you go, I will go too. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." God had a plan for Ruth. When Ruth and Naomi got to their new home, they did not have food to eat. Neither of them had a husband to help provide food. Ruth would go into a field nearby and gather wheat to make wheat into a bread for them to eat. Have you ever seen a wheat field or a corn field? God gives us these things so that we can cook them and eat them. He always provides for us because he loves us. Now, Ruth did not know it, but the field where she gathered wheat belonged to a wealthy and important man named Boaz. Boaz loved God. One day, Boaz saw Ruth gathering the wheat from his fields. He knew that Ruth was from another city and came to help Naomi. He also knew that Ruth was loving and kind not only to Naomi, but others around her. Boaz grew to love Ruth, and they got married. Boaz took care of Ruth and Naomi from then on, and they never went without food again. Just like Boaz loved Ruth and provided for her, God loves you and takes care of everything you need. Ruth and Boaz later had a baby boy. His name was Obed. He would be the father of Jesse. God had a plan for Ruth. Ruth trusted in God to take care of her, and later, through her family, the Savior of the world was going to come. The promise and hope for all nations. God has a very special plan for you, too. Discussion questions. 1. Who did Ruth love and help take care of? Who loves us and takes care of you? Number 2. What happened to Ruth when she trusted God to meet her needs? Number 3. Who later would be Boaz and Ruth's great, 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 many more greats grandson? And now a prayer. Jesus, thank you for the story of Ruth. Thank you that you are mighty to save and have a plan for me just like you had a plan for Ruth. Please help us to be kind to others around us, just as Ruth was kind. Thank you also for bringing Jesus into the world to save us. Amen.